All right, in this episode of our podcast, we're booking a stay at the Hotel American Horror Story.
Oh, and who's going to be staying at that hotel? We'll tell you. We're also going to talk about one of our favorite shows of all time, maybe getting a comeback. There's been some teasers out there on the trailers, on the Twitter, so we're going to talk about it.
All right, and also, why The Walking Dead has a Daryl Dixon problem.
That's interesting. This is a gal in a gang.
All right, this is episode 64 of A Gal and a Gay. It is almost March on our
end.
I am hours away from a beach vacation.
I know, and I'm hours away from 2 to 4 inches of snow. Hooray.
Yeah. I knew it would happen.
I know.
I knew it.
Jeez.
I called it.
I'm almost certain it was, I don't know if it snowed last year when y'all were in Cancun, but I think it was really cold.
Yeah, it was really cold.
Yeah, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, whatever I can do for you.
And I bet the week you come back, it's going to be sunny and 60.
Well,
and
I did look. It's like
then
supposed
you'll go
to be the 50s.
Spain and it'll be snowy and cold again.
Yep. Probably. Probably. That's all right. You know what? We knew winter was going to make a comeback. So.
Yes, we did. I'm just, knock on wood, we haven't had a whole lot of snow. Like, we've only had an inch or two here or there, which
mm-hmm.
is not terrible.
No.
When you start
it could be
produce,
a lot worse.
Yeah, it could be a lot worse. We've had a lot worse in the past. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's annoying, but it's manageable. So.
It seems like lately, it just seems like winter just keeps hanging on.
I know.
So, but it's always a good time to go to a movie or
that's
stay
true.
In and watch TV.
Stay in and binge watch.
Like you're going to do.
Uh-huh.
Okay, movies. We've seen movies, haven't we?
Have
what did we see? We just saw something recently.
Oh, what did we go see?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, we did a whole review on it. Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
Hot Tub Time Machine 2. Hot Tub 2.
That was literally a week ago. I can't even remember.
It's
that
been
far
so
back.
Much.
I know.
We went and saw the Book of Mormon this
we
week.
We did. We saw that this week and it was amazing.
And I saw Kingsman, which
right.
is so good.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very good.
Yes.
So I highly
right.
recommend all of those.
Yeah, Hot Tub Time Machine 2 was... Exactly what you would expect in the sequel. It was
right.
funny. It was raunchy. It was,
right.
you know.
A lot of people didn't like it. Well, if you didn't like the first one, you're not going to like the
exactly.
second.
Exactly. If you like the first one, you'll probably like this one. It's
yeah.
pretty much the same movie. So,
right.
But it was enjoyable. It was
yeah.
funny.
And are you going to go see Marigold Hotel?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I need to email that. Yeah, but
mm-hmm.
yes. Yes, I'm planning to go see it because I really enjoyed the first one. And I think I'm going to watch the first one again before I watch the second one so I can refresh myself. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think
I don't even... know what it is about.
It's about some older people, and they stay at this hotel in India, and it's really run down, and it's just about how the guy, it's the guy from Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, huh.
And it's just a cute little movie. I don't
huh.
know really how to explain it, but
yeah.
it's good, and it got a lot of really great reviews when it came out, so.
Oh, good.
I
so that's probably
it.
Why
it's
it got
one.
A sequel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent. Cool. All right, well, do you want to get into some TV news?
Yeah, we have a bit of TV news to talk about, so yeah, let's
yeah,
start.
Good stuff.
I thought you were going to start.
I thought you were going to start. Well, I guess we... All right, I'm taking the control. Controls back over. Well, we have some sad news.
Yes.
Leonard Nimoy
passed away today.
Yeah.
He was 83 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's a big deal. He's Spock, you know, he's been
yeah.
around for so long. And, you
and
know.
He was just in the last movie, which was in 2013.
Okay.
I think. And he was hospitalized. I remember reading
yeah,
that.
A couple days ago, I believe, he
mm-hmm.
went to the hospital and
yeah.
he died today. So, that is sad. I mean... I remember I'm not a big Star Trek fan at all, but I did watch. I used to watch the old show with my dad when I was a kid, so you know, you have fond memories. And he was on an episode of one of my favorite episodes of The Simpsons ever, is the Monorail episode, and he's in that episode, and he's really funny. And so, you know, a lot of people have been talking about him all day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. The news kind of broke early this morning. It kind of just
mm-hmm.
kind of sort of took over
mm-hmm.
as news like this does on Twitter and
mm-hmm.
social media and stuff. And the funny thing that kind of sucks is the fact that I know they were going to write him into the next
yeah, I'm sure they were.
Star Trek, and I know that they're in the process of kind of putting it together right now. So, and it's too bad because I thought this was going to be the time we were going to see Kirk and Spock together one last time. But obviously that can't happen.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just, it was fantastic.
Yeah. Very sad.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, Leonard Nimoy, age 83.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, let's move on to some other news. Jason Biggs, apparently. I think he's gone. Sorry. I might have jumped around.
You are just jumping around. Whatever.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
That's what happens when you take control.
He's
so
not going to be on Orange is the New Black next season, which, honestly, I'm okay with.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was really starting to dislike him towards the end of last season. And him in that whole storyline of with the best friend and everything.
Oh, right.
So I'm okay with that. Like,
right.
I don't know.
But you got to wonder, what does this do with Piper's story now?
Yeah.
I mean, I know Larry was kind of...
Yeah.
Well, even kind of wondered last season if we were going to see him toward the end, and we obviously did. But, I mean, it kind of shows that this season is probably going to take a little bit different direction.
Yeah, he said in an interview that, you know, they're not going to be focusing on Larry at the moment in season 3, but he could always come back, so...
Oh, and I'm sure he will.
I'm sure.
I don't think that's going to, that's going to go away, that relationship.
No.
I don't think so
at all. Yeah. I mean, I'm not really devastated by this, like I said, so.
Because it did kind of seem like, well, they sort of wrapped it up with,
we
got together with
Pauly.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, and the story's more about her in prison anyway, and
mm-hmm.
now, and so, and her relationships in prison. So, I can understand why Larry wouldn't be a focus in season 3.
Right.
Yeah.
And of course, this role has kind of helped Jason Biggs kind of get back.
Yeah, get back out there. And he's not a bad actor. And,
no.
I'm sure he'll get some more work, so.
Oh, yeah.
No problem.
Definitely.
Why don't we talk about Calista Flockhart?
I know. Well, there's a few bits of casting
with
the new
Supergirl. Okay.
So you have Calista Flockhart,
mm-hmm.
Ally McBeal, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And also, is this announced today, that former Superman, Dean Cain, and former Supergirl herself, Helen Slater, they're both up for some top secret roles in the new Supergirl.
Really?
If it gets picked up after the pilot.
Do you think Dean Cain's going to reprise his Superman role?
No.
No?
I think, it's funny, do you watch The Flash? John Wesley Shipp, he was the original Flash back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, you
90s.
Told me that, yeah.
He is actually the Flash's father in this new, in the new TV series.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of fun that they're able to sprinkle in these old
Maybe
characters.
He'll be Supergirl's dad?
Maybe.
Is that who Supergirl is? Is the daughter of Superman?
No.
Oh,
okay.
I don't know. I really.
Your Planet Comic Con card's
really,
about to get taken away.
I really don't know anything about Superman.
Superman and Supergirl, they're cousins.
Okay. Yep. She's from that.
Yep, that same
that
place.
That same planet?
Where do you think she's from? What might it be called?
Krypton?
No,
yeah.
Look at that.
Hey,
see?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you have a Planet Comic Con lanyard.
I do.
That's
holds my work.
That's a week.
It's just in a couple weeks now. Yeah.
So exciting. So obviously we'll be doing... No, it's 2 weeks. 2 weeks. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss a week next week, so I just feel like
yeah,
I'm jumping.
Couple weeks. Yeah, a couple weeks.
So anyway, top secret roles.
Yeah.
So it should be good. I have a feeling that this pilot's going to get picked up. Even though it's Supergirl on CBS.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I
they have some
so.
Pretty big names
yeah.
for it not to be picked
I
up.
I would agree. Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I still don't see that it's going to fit.
On CBS,
it's
I know.
CBS.
But maybe they're changing their... Although, why would they? Because everything they're doing seems to be working for them. So
right.
why would you change
mm-hmm.
that? But maybe they're trying to get a younger audience.
Yeah.
Supergirl, so...
And I've been wondering, where would they put it on the schedule? I would say a 7 o'clock. It's going to be an hour-long show right before the Big Bang Theory. Because Big Bang,
that's a perfect,
kind of geeky.
Yeah, that's a perfect.
So,
absolutely.
There we go. That is
yeah.
my that is my prediction right there.
Yep.
It's on this podcast.
I think you're onto something there.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's talk about James Franco. Did you see this news that he's
going
to be in the film adaptation of that Stephen King's book?
Oh yeah, yeah.
11/22/63. Yeah.
Which
and I think it's a mini.
I have not finished. I have tried reading that for 3 years.
Yeah, exactly. Me too.
I mean, 900 pages or however long.
It's not that
it's not bad.
It's a good book, and
I'm just
afraid of how
it's going to end.
I was really into it for a while, and then I just kind of lost interest for whatever reason. I don't know, and I just haven't returned to it. But I will eventually. But
I try every year during Cancun.
Oh yeah.
So if I don't finish it this year, it's going to be bad. So I am going
to
finish.
Is there an audio version? Why don't you listen to that?
I know I should. That's a good question. I mean,
yeah.
But can you imagine how expensive that one is? How long it would be?
I'm sure.
900. It's like three books into one. So I'm like, I can barely read one book. I read Gone Girl. I read Gone Girl pretty quickly, though. But.
Good for your standards.
Quick for me, right. That's what I meant. For me, you know. And it did help. I was sick that weekend.
Yes,
so I just laid down on the couch.
No, that helps. Yeah,
yeah,
when you have a whole chunk of time to dedicate.
It's hard for me to sit down. It's hard for me sometimes just to sit down and watch TV.
Yes, agreed, yeah.
Ugh.
And I like to read, but I have to be in a certain mood, and moods come and go, where I'm like, I'll read a book, and I'll really like it, and I'll be done with it quickly,
right.
And then I'll go months without reading another book. It's not that I don't want to read. I mean, it's just I don't feel like
and
it.
Sometimes you start napping when you're reading.
That also.
And you and naps. We
naps.
Know your
I'm
history.
I'm taking some naps this weekend, that's for sure. I'm going to nap right now. I'm so tired.
Me too. I've been drinking most of the afternoon,
that
also helps. Preparing for Cancun.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been really good on my diet for the past couple months. So
exactly.
Now,
I know. Now you go hog wild.
Heck yeah. Oh my gosh. Especially the last couple of weeks I've had. Anyway, so Franco's going to star in it, huh?
Yeah, so I...
And it's going to be a miniseries?
I believe so. I have to look at this article because it's been a while since this came out. But yeah, it's going to be on Hulu. And I think it's going to be like... It's not going to be like a series.
Yeah.
Series.
So
it's
like
gonna be.
Probably like 8 to 13 episodes.
Which, you know my feelings about James Franco.
Oh, I know.
But
I
feel like he's a good choice for this.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he will do a good job.
And
I
seriously think I have 50 pages.
9-hour series.
Yeah, see? I seriously think I have 50 pages left in this book. I really do. I was right at the end.
50 pages is easy to do.
Right.
Exactly.
But then when you get to the point, spoiler alert, I'm not...
I
but
think
it's
I'm
right
only,
at the end.
I think I'm only halfway through it, honestly.
Oh,
I don't think I'm even that far in. Yeah.
It's really good.
At this point,
good.
I think I'll have to go back and start reading it over because now I don't remember anything.
No, I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to finish those 50 pages. Maybe I'll go back to 25 or something, but it's just, it's right at that point,
mm-hmm.
And I'm like...
You have
it could go
you
one,
have two other books you're going to read over?
Three.
You mean listen to?
No.
No, you're reading these?
No, I'm reading these.
Oh, I thought you downloaded the audio versions.
Oh, that's a long story. That's a long story. But these are book versions.
Oh, good.
So it's because, like, I'm going to be on a beach. I don't want to be listening to something.
Yeah. No, I get that. No, I do.
I like music.
Uh-huh.
So, but it's easy to, you know, I have my Kindle.
Yeah,
it's
I
want to
read.
Because the thing is, I don't want to take my phone or my iPad down to the beach.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. No, I get you.
So, yeah, it'll be, so I have Nick Offerman's book.
Yes, which I want to read.
I have Amy Poehler's.
I want to read that one, too.
And Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, that's right. You told me that. Yeah, that's
yeah.
good. That's cool.
I actually downloaded it at your house watching the Oscars.
Oh, well, thanks for inviting me.
Because I was like, oh, Neil Patrick Harris is hosting the Oscars.
Yeah, well, that's good.
So.
Yeah, let me know how his book is. I'd like
will.
To read it.
Mm-hmm.
He's an interesting guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool.
So.
Yeah.
What else do we have?
Christina Aguilera is going to be on Nashville.
I know, for a little arc.
Yeah.
That's what they're calling
apparently.
It.
So, I haven't. I'm one episode behind, yeah. On Nashville, so.
I think, from what I've read, she has some kind of connection with Jeff Fordham. And that's...
That would make sense to me.
Yeah.
And
in that last episode... Not last. Was it last? Was it on Wednesday? If it was, I didn't watch
it. Was... Yes, it was on, I believe.
Okay, so that I
haven't watched
it.
That one yet. But the one last week.
Yeah.
You're talking
about... The one where he's talking about trying to find a pop...
Yes.
Princess or whatever.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, okay, this makes sense because Lila is...
Yes.
That's not happening.
She'll play Jade St. John, who's a prom princess who wants to do a country album. I don't know when it's going to air.
Yeah.
For stuff. But I'm guessing in...
Yes.
Towards
the later... Yeah,
later
this
season. Yeah. Anyway.
I still like Nashville.
I like it too.
Yeah.
It's getting... I mean, it's been pretty good this season.
Mm-hmm.
There's some interesting things happening.
You gotta watch Empire.
I know. That's on my list too. I know. You know.
It's good.
I know, I hear it's really good,
it's
and I will watch
good.
It. I will. Maybe
real
this weekend. I have so much to watch.
You have so much to watch.
So much to watch.
Right.
Let's talk about another, well, one beloved show from our childhoods coming back. DuckTales.
Oh my gosh. How did I forget about DuckTales? Oh, I can't wait.
It was amazing.
It was Everyone's
really,
back.
Everyone. I mean, no, it's going to, yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be a reboot.
I don't know.
I mean.
I hope. I was talking to a coworker and I was like, as long as they don't mess with the theme song.
Oh, right. You can't mess
with it. Can't mess with it. Just
no.
Bring back the old one.
Right.
That's
Disney.
It's
Disney's doing it.
Just bring back the old
right.
one. Don't update it.
No,
don't
update
just,
it.
Just use the old one.
Mm-hmm.
And I will watch it.
Right.
Just because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And it looks like this one, I was reading, Donald Duck is going to be involved in this one.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because the last one,
I mean,
he was never...
As long as they, like, I hope there's a giant vault full of coins that
yeah.
Scrooge swims around in. I hope all that stuff's
yeah.
there, you know?
I know. That's tough.
I know.
That's a tough one.
I know. And I wonder, I mean...
I even had the DuckTales video game.
I don't remember
Nintendo.
That. I didn't have that.
Yeah, it was
think.
Fun.
But... It's kind of fun that they're bringing it back.
Mm-hmm. So 2017, so we have a couple
yeah.
2 years.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about Bloodline coming to Netflix?
Did you watch the trailer?
Uh-huh.
It looks good.
It looks really good.
Very intense.
Well.
Kind of Cape Fear-ish.
A little bit, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's a new one with Kyle Chandler and Velma from Scooby-Doo. God, what's her name?
Linda Cardellini.
Yeah. Oh, and Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, exactly.
It looks really intense. And I kept thinking, like, this is going to be... It looks so good.
It looks really good. And I will definitely watch it, especially because Kyle Chandler's in it.
Yeah.
Who doesn't
Coach Taylor's
it?
In it.
Coach Taylor's
Coach
in it. I'm going to watch it for sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. I love that there are now all of these, like, series and stuff that are coming to Hulu and Netflix.
It's amazing.
It's like... Oh, this is fantastic.
Because they, and I love it, you know, and they get to do a bunch of different types of things.
Mm-hmm.
And
right. And they're not reliant on ratings.
Exactly.
Ratings every week.
Exactly.
This is a good show. Hopefully,
mm-hmm.
whether it's good or not, at least.
And Tina Fey's new show starts soon.
Oh.
That looks
the
really good. Unbreakable
Kimmy
Schmidt. That looks really good. And that's on the 6th, so that's next weekend.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I just saw a preview for it.
I did too. It looks really funny.
I told you I interviewed a guy that's going to be in 2 episodes.
Oh, yeah, you did.
He was the elf for the Santaland Diaries that came to Kansas City. And so.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he said it was great. And the star, Ellie Kemper, she's from Kansas
she's
City.
From Kansas City, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I know. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I know. So.
Yeah. I love it. And like we've talked before, I think it's great. I love being able just to watch it on Netflix, not having
yes.
to worry about anything.
Yes.
The thing is that I hate binge watching. I wish they would just like release it like here are 5 episodes
yeah,
at a time or
no.
something.
Yeah, I know.
And just to kind of keep the momentum going.
Yeah.
And then you can watch it sort of with people. Like, you know, it's like, oh, you know, we watched the first episode this weekend or
No, I get you.
Yeah.
I think there's good and bad about binging. I like to binge watch, but I do hate the fact that you're done in a weekend and then you
mm-hmm.
have to wait a whole other year.
Year, right.
For a new season.
Then you're like,
season.
I guess I'm going to have to watch it all over again.
Exactly.
So, you know, instead of spreading it out. So, but yeah, that looks really,
right.
really good.
So, 2 big pieces of TV news
mm-hmm.
we should talk about. Let's talk about American Horror Story first.
Oh my. I did not see this coming.
I didn't see this coming either.
Not at all.
So,
not
some
all.
Of you, I don't know if you've heard, but it was all over the internet a couple of days ago. Lady Gaga is going to be in next season of American Horror Story Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really all we know about it. But I'm assuming it's going to be some sort of Norman Batesy type of feel to
Definitely.
It. And who
and
she's going to be playing or what her role is, I don't know. But
she is going to be she's going to be the Jessica Lange of next season.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting.
And there are a lot of the cast that we've grown accustomed to being in.
We know Dennis O'Hare is going to be in the next season.
Right,
so.
But it seems like that's really the only one because Sarah Paulson has her own show.
Oh, she does?
Yeah. What else? Emma Roberts is on Scream Queens.
Yeah, she's on Scream Queens.
Maybe
with the filming, I mean, because Scream Queens starts in the fall, so maybe with filming schedule, she'll be in both. Who knows?
I don't
you
know.
Think? I don't know.
It kind of seems like they're trying to reinvent American Horror Story, so I think there will be very few characters that from the past.
Mm.
Some of the big ones. Mm-hmm. But that's all right. I think it was kind of at a point where it needed a little bit of a reboot.
I would agree. Yeah, a reboot of a series
of
reboots.
Reboots
every season.
A reboot that needs a reboot.
I would agree.
Yeah, definitely.
After last season.
Yeah, and everyone I talked to kind of felt the same.
Yeah, yeah. I think, yeah. I know. So, I'll be interested to see how Lady Gaga does, because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, she's a great singer.
Yeah.
You know, I can't say I've seen a lot of her acting on SNL and stuff. She was fine. Not
mm-hmm.
great, but fine, so.
That's SNL.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's not exactly a...
Thespian's dream.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know. And I think, I mean, she's weird and...
Right.
You know.
And have you seen any of her music videos? Where
yes.
She,
yeah.
I mean, the one with Telephone with Beyonce. Have you seen that one?
Mm-hmm.
And because, like, there's, like, the first... It's, like, a 10-minute video. 10 minutes? It's long. But, like, the first 4 minutes, it's, like, kind of just, like, the background music. And it's, like... kind of like a movie, sort of, and it's good. Like she's good in it. I mean,
I don't have any doubt she's going to be good.
Right.
Good. You know, I think it's a good choice, especially
mm-hmm.
to have somebody a big name like that. So
yeah,
yeah.
And she was phenomenal.
Phenomenal at the Oscars.
At the
like
Oscars.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So impressed.
And it's weird because everyone's like, I can't believe that she can sing. We thought it was just kind of an act to kind of cover
mm-hmm.
up. You know, her lack of singing ability. But, like,
no, she
can
really sing.
Right.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, listening to interviews with her. And she's like, look, this is how I get attention.
Mm-hmm.
So people know me. Like,
yeah.
You know.
I understand that.
You can be a great singer and know.
Exactly.
No
think
one knows.
Think
yeah.
of how many great singers are out there that
right.
nobody knows about. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So, final thing we should talk about. In TV
we have
news.
Two things.
Oh.
With the Walking Dead thing. The Daryl Dixon problem.
Oh, okay.
Want to do that first?
Yeah, we can talk about that first.
Okay. So, everyone loves Daryl. Kat, you are obviously in love with Daryl.
I would say yes. Who doesn't love Daryl Dixon? Come on.
But there was this article that I read, and it all makes sense. The Walking Dead has a Daryl Dixon problem. So everyone's wondering, like, why did they kill this person off? Why did that person
mm-hmm.
is still alive in the comics? Whatever. Well, Daryl has taken the place, because he's not a character in the comics.
Yeah.
He's taken the place of Rick's right-hand man. And so, you can't get rid of Daryl.
No.
But you have all these important, you know, big characters
yeah.
from the comics who have come in, and they have nothing to do.
Yeah.
Tyrese.
True.
Nothing to do.
Yeah.
Abraham now
nothing,
has
nothing
to
do. Exactly.
And Glenn
uh-huh.
as well. Like, he's about to
it's
have
true.
Nothing to do
it's
except
true.
With Maggie. I mean, I know that, spoiler alert, the big, 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 big bad of Walking Dead is on his way.
Is on his way. Yes.
So, and that's bad news for Glenn. I just don't see them taking Glenn away from Maggie after she just... But again, who knows?
You know, and there was another...
She lost her father the season before.
I know.
Beth.
And our sister.
Yeah.
I was listening to a different podcast, and they were saying, I guess Kirkman was on at midnight at one point, Chris
mm-hmm.
Hardwick's show, and they were doing some bit where they're like, you know, tell us a fake Walking Dead spoilers, and Kirkman said something... I don't want to say it, but it relates to Glenn, and it's a big moment in the comic books.
He
blurted that out like it's a fake spoiler, even though it actually
happens
in the comics. And so, like, these guys on this podcast are like, man, now they're wondering if they're going to even do that in the series.
Oh,
you know
I bet
what I mean?
They won't. I bet
you know?
They won't.
So, it's, yeah. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, because it seems like lately they've been, and we'll talk about this more in TV
yeah.
talk, but it seems like they've been following the comic a little too faithfully
mm-hmm.
lately
mm-hmm.
that you, I think they're going to throw everything away.
So apparently in the comic book too, I don't think this is really a spoiler, but there's a character in the comics, who has a pet tiger
mm-hmm.
and I think that's crazy. It's like, I don't know if I would be on board with that in the
series,
you know?
Right.
So I think there comes a point where you do need to deviate.
And I mean, they've for the most part done a pretty good job of deviating, but there are certain moments that they still give the hardcore fans. So anyway, we'll talk about, like I said, we'll talk more about why
we'll talk more about it.
So anyway, the Daryl Dixon problem. And it makes a lot of sense.
It makes a lot of sense because honestly, if they were to kill Daryl, a lot of people would turn it off. They would not watch the show.
Right, I don't know. I mean,
I'm still watching.
They're not going to kill him now.
Yeah, oh no.
But Daryl will not make it
to
the end of the series.
I don't think so either. I think he is going to eventually be killed.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And he'll be, you know, he's going to go out in a blaze of glory. He's going to save the group.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's going to just, like, they're going to do it right. But
yeah.
I think when you make it to the point where one character is so safe, there's no suspense. Oh, Daryl's in a bad situation. Well, we love him so much, and he knows that he's not going to kill him.
Yeah.
But, you know.
True.
So, especially in a series like this where they will kill one character one week and the next character the next week.
Yep, exactly.
So,
yeah.
I think you don't want to get into a formula. And that's basically what Kirkman did this year.
Mm-hmm.
He got rid of, and then Beth, and then right next, Tyrese was gone.
I know.
No one, like, everyone's like, oh, everyone's safe until the end of the season.
Exactly, exactly. You think, well, we already have one major death at the end of the season. We're not going to see anything
maybe then
they stick
right.
And I think I mean
you
everyone was truly shocked about
gosh.
Tyrese including you and I so
So anyway the finale is 2 hours.
Yes, I saw that the other day. March 29th?
Oof.
And you're gone then, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hmm.
We get back Saturday? No, we get back Sunday. We're back Sunday.
Oh good.
Yeah, we're back then. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. We can watch it together then.
Yes.
You're not too jet-lagged.
No. Well, I probably will be, but that's all right. Okay, let's talk the big news. Hopefully big news.
Happy endings. Maybe making a return. Let's hope.
Well, we'll know the next day after, or we'll know that week after The Walking Dead, because it's
that's
April
right.
1st. They tweeted out the Happy Writes, that's what it is. That's the,
yeah, I'm looking at this right
the
now.
Creator, and he had tweeted out a countdown clock. And basically, it counts down. Unfortunately, it counts down to April 1st. So everyone's kind of like, you know, that this is going to be some April Fool's joke.
I'm just looking at the Twitter, and 6 days ago they tweeted out a picture of Joe's Kansas City barbecue. You know why? One of the writers is from Kansas City, and I don't remember what his name is, but I've seen him online. I just remembered this.
Wow.
32 days, 6 hours, 21 minutes.
Well, we need to get him on this podcast. That's your job.
I'm going to have to look that up because I remember reading somewhere or seeing his tweet somewhere, and I was like, holy shit, he's from Kansas City. So.
Huh. All right, that's your job.
Huh.
Next week. Figure it out. That's awesome.
I will try.
So anyway, they tweeted this countdown clock out. Countdown clock.
They tweeted out a clock. Yeah. They also tweeted out a link of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
See?
Uh-huh.
And it's a long song, just FYI. Yep. So anyway, and they just started following Hulu, Netflix, and another one right after they sent that out. But, of course, Hulu, Netflix, and I can't remember the other one. They said, no, we have no plans to with happy endings. Anyway,
it's all very cryptic, the things
it is.
That they're tweeting out.
But the thing is, like, I know it's April 1st, but you don't tweet those things out.
Yeah, I would agree. You don't.
So, and we know that Damon Wayans Jr. is without a series.
He's leaving New Girl.
Adam
Pally has left Mindy Project.
Mm-hmm.
Although.
And Jane's.
Jane.
I can't remember her name.
The woman who played Jane, her show's been canceled.
Right.
But the guy who played Dave has
right.
a new series, Weird Loners.
Right.
Which is probably already filmed.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh yeah,
Marry Me also probably already filmed.
Yeah,
that's where.
And
Penny
as
is.
I've told you in a previous podcast, I was going to ask Damon Wayans about all of
oh,
this.
Oh yeah,
Damon Wayans is hospitalized, and that's why he wasn't in Kansas City this weekend. So I don't know what that's about.
Oh no.
Yeah, so they called. So
I didn't know that.
So they canceled the show, and he was going to be my last interview.
Damn it! Yeah.
So,
oh, that sucks.
But anyway, so we'll know more in a little bit more than a month. About happy endings. So I think it only makes sense.
It makes sense. It really does.
And it's gained such incredible momentum now that it's unfortunately over. And it's been on Logo. It's been all over the place.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if they can bring back Twin Peaks, they can bring back DuckTales, they can bring back...
Exactly. They can bring this back. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right. And most of these actors, when they have series, they do something in the off months anyway. So why not do another season of Happy Endings?
Why not?
So, anyway, well, if that... One of the writers is local. We need to try.
Yeah,
that
I know he is. I saw it before.
Okay.
I can't remember where, but I'll do some investigating.
Cool.
Don't you worry.
All right, we're not worried. Oh, yeah. All right, let's get into some TV talk.
Okay.
Oh, it was such a sad week.
I know.
This was not the week I needed to see an emotional...
I know. I still can't. I still don't believe it.
To Parks and Rec.
But it's over.
It was a great episode.
It was a great series finale, wasn't it? It was amazing.
No matter what Maddie says.
Oh, Maddie.
Yeah. Hope
Whatever.
You're listening.
I hope
you're wrong about Parks and Rec. I thought, I mean, I started watching in season two and I did a binge and...
Yeah.
Just
I think
characters
it's consistently
were,
funny.
Yeah.
Always. So...
It was really the perfect...
It was a great
series finale.
So, for those of you who aren't... I mean, I don't know if you've watched it, but I'm not going to go too much spoilers. But they gave pretty much a send-off for each character, main character,
mm-hmm.
and went forward in their lives to show kind of how their lives end up. And it's really great. I mean,
all while in the present day. So
exactly.
They're kind of going back and forth.
They're going
with
back
Leslie's
and forth.
Touch.
Yeah, they'll do Leslie, and they looked at April and Andy and Jerry and...
Gary.
Gary. Jerry, Terry,
how
Larry,
dare
Gary.
You. And Donna.
Donna, even John Ralphio.
Yep.
Like they
and his sister.
And his sister, exactly. So it was a really sweet, great way to end the series, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
So it was great. And I was weeping and it's like,
I know. I was like, I can't. I was 10 minutes in and I texted you. I'm like,
Why didn't you warn me
about this?
I told you it was sad.
Damn it. I don't need to see this right now. Oh, man. It was so good.
It was really good. I think I'm going to go back and watch it probably this weekend, too.
Yeah.
Just so I can.
Yeah, I think I'm going to rewatch this last season.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too.
Because, again, we got two episodes at the same time.
Exactly.
I feel like I need to go back and watch.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I think I need to go back and watch.
It was too fast.
It was too fast. I agree. It was too fast. So I think I do need to go back and watch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's only, what, 10 episodes?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Unfortunately, NBC. Whatever.
That's all right. Hey, but at least they gave him another season.
That's true.
They
at least they did get one final season. They did.
Let
so,
it go.
That's absolutely true. That
mm-hmm.
is true. So, do you want to talk more about Walking Dead now?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Because you didn't... finish How to Get Away with Murder this week.
I didn't.
You
no.
didn't watch Gotham,
no.
which is so good. did you get caught up on Better Call Saul?
No, I didn't watch this week's episodes.
Oh my god. Well, we definitely know what you're doing this weekend.
Yes,
there's
so much TV.
Let's
get through.
Talk about Better Call Saul real quick.
Yeah.
I really
it's
like
amazing.
It.
It's amazing. Yeah.
It's
great.
Different than Breaking Bad, but it's still Breaking
yes,
Bad.
Yes, exactly.
A little bit.
Yes.
It's the. You think whatever it's yep. building up to, it's either yep. going to go this way or that way, and it doesn't go
it
either way.
It goes a completely different way.
Completely different
yep,
way.
Exactly.
I love that.
I love it too.
And
yeah.
Bob Odenkirk.
He's great. So great. Yeah. And I like that Tuco was back,
mm-hmm.
you know, because he's a crazy character.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's great. So.
Yeah, highly recommend you guys watching that.
Yes, if you liked Breaking Bad, you will definitely like Better Call Saul.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely recommended. So.
Okay, Walking Dead.
So the last couple episodes have been pretty ho-hum.
Mm-hmm. But good. It,
good,
we
yeah,
to
we
slow
need
down.
Those, you know, and there's some character stuff in there, so, you know.
Right.
What did you think of last week's episode?
Poor Rick.
I know.
So the first half of the season, he wasn't Rick the leader, and he kept... going along with what everyone else wanted,
uh-huh.
it was always a wrong decision. Every single time it was a wrong
yes,
decision.
Yes.
So now they're to the point where he is taking charge.
Uh-huh.
And now he's making the wrong decisions.
Exactly.
Again. Because he's not listening
no.
to the... I mean, damned if you're doing, damned
yep.
if you don't.
Well, you know, that's the world this is, I guess.
I know. The thing is, this is one reason I'm glad I didn't read the comics, even though I knew Aaron because I did a little bit of history.
Yeah.
Did a little research on Aaron because he's a gay character. So I was like, I want to know all this stuff. So I know that he's a good guy.
Yeah.
For the most, I mean, obviously they can change it, but like, he does mean well.
Yeah, I like his character.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy the scene with him and his boyfriend.
Eric, yeah.
Yeah, and I like that together. The only thing that bothered me in last episode was when he wouldn't eat the applesauce.
Me too! I don't fucking care if you don't like applesauce.
You're trying
to gain trust with this crazy
ass
man.
He thinks you're a terrible person. You're trying to poison his family.
Yeah.
You eat that fucking applesauce.
Right? I don't care.
I don't care if your mom traumatized you. Eat it.
He wants you to eat a spoonful of applesauce. Not the whole jar. It's so the baby will eat. Like, are you
kidding me?
God.
He's a madman who has a weapon who could kill you.
Yeah. You've been watching them. You know he is crazy.
That is the only thing that really bothered me.
Me too.
I was like, really? This weak excuse. Well, you know, my mom made me eat certain things. I just can't eat them. Sorry.
Right. This is not the time.
But I promise I didn't poison the applesauce, but I'm not going to eat it.
Right.
No.
God.
It was really
scary. I couldn't believe that.
It was really dumb.
So dumb. So dumb. But still a good episode. I mean, this where we're at in the series now with them at the safe.
At Alexandria.
Alexandria.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's going to be a different show.
I think so. I mean, especially compared to this season and last season.
Right.
You know, where everything's just been so shitty and they've been trying to survive and they've run into so many terrible people that,
right.
You know, now they're going to a safe place for
mm-hmm.
the most part, you know,
yeah.
So.
And then you gotta wonder, like, okay, well, you're in the safe place, so why would you leave the safe place?
Why would you leave the safe
place? I mean, I know Aaron goes out and tries to recruit other
mm-hmm.
people, but it's like, are we gonna see walkers the next episode?
I don't know.
I mean, there has to be a walker.
There has to be at least a few walkers.
Right.
I'm sure they go out and patrol and
you
kill off walkers to keep
yeah.
the place area safe.
Right.
Right?
I don't know
either.
Hmm. It's going to be, I'm very interested
yeah,
to see.
Yeah, I'm excited to see or
mm-hmm.
interested to see how this is going to go.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the prison was great for a little while and the governor came
yeah.
in and destroyed it and then they tried Terminus and that was obviously terrible, so.
Mm.
You know, now they've just been wandering for weeks.
Yeah.
And they're tired.
Well, they have the church, but.
Oh, yeah, they have the church. So.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so obviously we're going to meet a lot of new characters.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are a couple that I was reading an article that they were alluding to the fact that they're pretty big in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the big, big bad.
Yeah.
It sounds like we're going to see him before the end.
Yeah, I bet we'll see him season finale.
Yeah.
I bet.
Especially if it's going to be 2 hours long.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. I mean, I've really been impressed by the season. I think it's been a good one, so.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I like those slow episodes,
I do, too.
Especially since there's so many that are just, like, nonstop,
mm-hmm.
nonstop. And
exactly. It can't be intensity all the time, so.
Mm.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Okay, now it's time to get to Kitty's Corner.
Do you want to talk about House of Cards at all?
Well, I mean, it comes back.
Came back out today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still on season one, so there's that.
Well, there was our House of Cards
here's
conversation.
Something you might not know. The guy who plays Meacham, who is his bodyguard.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
Apparently he was in threesome with Frank.
Yep.
And
yeah.
He is from Kansas City.
Really?
His name is Nathan Darrow. Yeah. And we did a story on him today.
What?
For our show, yeah.
Who interviewed him?
No, we tried to Skype with him, but we couldn't.
Oh, shocker.
Because, you know,
things
at our station do not always work out so
mm-hmm.
well, especially with the internet down. So we weren't able to Skype him. But we talked to a friend of his who worked with him at the KC Repertoire Theater.
Uh-huh. Kansas City Repertoire.
Yeah, and so we talked to his friend, and it was really cool. And we emailed back and forth, and so he gave some quotes about the season and everything. And so it's really cool, and it's cool because he and Kevin Spacey actually worked together on a production of Richard III, and that's how he got the job on House of Cards. Kevin Spacey liked him so much that he's like, hey, you want to be on this show? So,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's really cool. So next time you watch it, just know that Meacham is from Kansas City. Huh. And his mom still lives here. And, yeah, it's really cool.
Wow. There's so many connections.
I know, right? It's
Kansas
so
City.
Crazy.
I love that.
Yeah, so it was awesome. Yeah.
All right.
So there you go.
That gives me something to look forward to.
I know. There you go.
Three.
So, okay, now we can go to Kitty's Corner.
All right. God, that cat scares me every time. Every time.
Okay, so if you have the internet or watch TV or really anything, you've probably heard about this whole dress thing.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Now tell me, what colors do you see?
Well, here's the thing. The last one I saw, the first time I saw it, I don't know. Like, I want to see the original again.
I'll find you the
original. Okay, you find me the original.
I'll find you the original.
I remember when I first saw the article, I saw white and gold.
Me too.
But the second time, I found it again, it was blue and black.
This is what happened to me. I read an article about it. I hadn't really known anything about it. I read an article. I looked at the picture. It was white and gold. Scrolled down, read the rest of the article, went back, black and blue.
No.
Yeah. And I was like, what? What is happening?
No way.
And then every time after that, white and gold. But then just recently, right before we started the podcast, I was going through Twitter, saw the picture again. It was black and blue. And I'm like, what is happening to my brain? I keep thinking this is just an elaborate prank. Like, this is a big punk. Somebody's pranking
right.
everybody. But
see, when I was a kid, I, you know, you ponder, like, does mom and dad see what I see?
Mm-hmm.
Is what I see, the red I see in my world, is that what color blue is in your world? Like, you know, I always wondered if that was a thing. And now this fucking dress thing is making me think.
I know.
I was onto something.
I just can't. I can't even.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the original dress again.
Okay, I mean.
What are you seeing?
I see I see a light blue and kind of a gold.
I see white and gold, but it's like a blue tint to the white.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, blue tinted white, but
mm-hmm.
it's white and gold right now.
But see, now I look at it more.
Yeah.
And it looks dark.
And it depends on your, like, where you're looking. So it's something about how
so
our
weird.
Eyes filter lights and
mm-hmm.
colors, and some people's just filter them differently.
Right.
So it's very strange. And
how did this become a thing?
I don't know how this became a thing.
I think someone's just fucking with everyone.
See, and like, look, like when you cover up that one spot, see, it's more blue and black when you. I think it's all because of this light here. It's screwing everything up. So it's really like.
So weird.
I had so many conversations about this at work today. And the geeky guy I work with was trying to explain it to me. And I'm still like, it just blows my mind. Like, I just can't wrap my mind around that this is obviously white and gold to me. But everyone else is like, no, it's black and blue. And the fact that I've seen it both ways.
Right.
I don't know. Anyway,
yeah.
It's just so fascinating and weird and. Crazy how big a pop culture thing. I mean, everybody was
huge.
Talking about this.
Right.
Everybody's tweeting about it. Like, even just random, like, Casey Mo Police tweeted out a thing like, oh, you know, our uniforms are definitely black and blue. Like,
that's
just,
cool.
It's just funny, like, that so many people have embraced
right.
it.
Yesterday was a big day.
It was.
You had the llamas on the loose.
Oh, my God, the llamas.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'll pack in my bags.
Oh, my God.
God. Oh, my God. I watched that video. At least three times
it's
yesterday.
It's hilarious.
Especially the video with that music.
With the yakety sax on it. Oh my God. It's amazing. I love loose animal stories. Love them. Especially when there's a chopper involved. And the fact that these llamas eluded people for so long.
Forever.
There's so many instances in that video when you watch it, they were like, oh, and then they just like,
right.
How did they let the llamas get away?
I know.
And
they kept figuring out a way to get around
the
it.
Guy, then the last guy lassoed the white one. It was amazing.
Oh.
Yeah, it was just amazing.
God. So good.
Like, that happened at 2 o'clock, and like everyone in our
I remember because we were, you know, Lisa's like, what's this with the llamas? And I'm like, I don't know. And then I called Sky Center to do something like, I'm like, is Nick down there? Like, oh yeah, we're watching the llamas. I'm like, is anyone working in this building?
I know.
I have shit to do.
Let me tell you, the almost the exact moment the llama thing happened is when the Missouri State Auditor, we found out, killed himself. So we have this huge news story going on alongside this. And so it was just pandemonium for a couple hours. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Anyway.
The llamas. I saved that video.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. You know they're going to get their own reality show.
Oh, God, I know. And just the reaction on Twitter and just, oh, my mm-hmm. God, it's just been hilarious.
Thank you, social media.
Thank you, social
Thank
media.
You.
Exactly. It's the one thing you're good for.
I know.
There's some instances.
Llamas
loose,
on the loose.
Loose llamas, llama drama, with, and
llama
the dress.
Llama drama.
I tried to make our anchor say that, but he did not say it.
What?
Well, he was not really reading the prompter, so.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm really disappointed you didn't say that.
Dang. That's so good.
I know. Anyway.
All right, okay. So that's your...
That is both, yes.
You got the dress in your corner?
The dress in my corner. All
right, well, I'm going to take a sharp turn for mixed picks. Here we go. Well, there was a white Power Ranger and a black Power Ranger. They never
blue,
went on the loose.
There's a blue. Oh, that's right. Yeah. It's like there was a blue Power Ranger too.
Yeah,
was there a gold one?
Yes.
Yes. Look at that.
Yeah. So this week they released a fan made, but it was a damn good.
Was it?
Fan.
I have not watched this. I read about it.
Anybody can make a movie
it.
These days.
This is true. You really could.
With
yeah.
James Vanderbeek, who's a producer on it,
yeah.
and Katie Sackhoff.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good. I mean, it's dark. Like, this is not a kid's movie. Do not let...
Don't let your children watch it yourself.
It's
yeah.
not just the language, but the violence.
Oh.
It's crazy. But it's just like, oh, I like the Power Rangers now. Like, I remember, I was a little too old for
I
Power
was,
Rangers.
Too, when it was really mm. popular in the 90s. I was a little too old. My brother was into it, but I was not. I did go see the Power Rangers movie, but I was with my brother, so... yeah, I was never really into it. It was very cheesy.
Very, very
yeah,
cheesy.
So
this is not. This is not
but, you know,
at all.
Maybe I'll go and watch it. When I
yeah,
get
I mean, I think it's like 15 minutes. But it's... James Vanderbeek is so good.
He's,
and Katie Sackhoff is amazing. I can't believe you haven't watched Battlestar. It's so...
I watched that first one and I
you
just
need
really
to,
didn't like it. Although everyone tells me it's amazing.
You just have to keep watching. It's so good. You will appreciate it.
No.
Anyway, I know that's not on your to-do list.
It's not on my priority. I mean, it's not a priority. It's on there. But, you know, I have a lot of other things to watch before I get to that.
Yeah, you
so.
Do. Anyway, well, that does it for Mixed Picks.
So that's it. I can't say when we'll be doing a podcast.
Well, maybe next weekend.
I'm back, you're back, so maybe mm-hmm. next weekend we'll be back.
After
so.
You're finally all caught up on all your shows.
Yes.
And
yes.
we'll be able to preview Planet Comic Con.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
As well.
Yeah, that's cool.
So we'll see who we can get there.
Yeah.
We'll
I think, yeah. There's a lot of big names there
mm-hmm.
this year, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Stephen Amell.
Mm-hmm. Carrie Elwes.
I know. Herschel from Walking Dead.
Yeah, Herschel.
Merle.
Merle's going to be there, too.
Yeah.
yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
we'll see what we can get. So anyway, well, guys, you can always follow us on Twitter at A Gal and A Gay.
Also,
not A Gal and A Gay.
Facebook, A Gal and A Gay. And Gmail or email us, agalandagay@gmail.com. So, yeah.
And rate us on Twitter.
Yes.
Or not Twitter, iTunes.
iTunes. Rate us on iTunes, please.
Yeah.
So, okay, y'all, that's it.
All right, bye, guys.